Well, the AFL X has kicked off. Harry Cunningham joined us on the line. Harry, how did you find it?
G'day, guys. How you doing? It was exciting. It's something a bit different, and it looked like it was pretty heavy on the legs for the boys who played in it last night. And we got a little glimpse of it last night, and we've had a couple of goes at training, so pretty excited for tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, so give it a go.
So it's at Allianz Stadium, mate. It's just going to be like running a marathon, won't it be, Harry, for you?
Yeah, exactly right. 7-on-7 on a rugby league ground. There's plenty of space, so it is pretty heavily conditioned, which is why it's good that it's in the pre-season, I think. Yeah. It's good to get the runs into the legs before we get into the JLT games, and something that's new and exciting, so we're really looking forward to it.
Now, would you prefer this or training in Coffs Harbour?
We're training in Coffs Harbour at the moment, actually. So
we've got both.
Yeah, I know.
Get the best of both worlds, to be honest with you. So, we've been here since Tuesday, and then we head off this afternoon and then get into the AFLX tomorrow. So something that's new and, looking forward to it.
Harry, I guess it's a pain in a way for the senior players to be playing, but I can see this being, in the states of New South Wales and also Queensland, I can see this sort of format being a really big success at schools and for the kids.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's something that's a little different and the kids can be excited about. And I think it seems a little similar to the AFL 9 that they've played recently over the last couple of years. And kids do get really excited when they're left on the field and it's something a little different. And with the different stadiums and grounds we've got here in New South Wales, I think it'll work pretty well because you can play it on any sort of oval pretty much because it's a lot smaller than the AFL ground. So I think the prospect's pretty good. So hopefully it can just get bigger and better.
Now, you personally, it's your seventh season in the AFL and you've had a great run thus far. You've had a couple of little injuries, but you've enjoyed your time thus far?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, heading into the seventh year and played a few good seasons, so hopefully I can stay injury free. And I've touched wood, had a pretty handy pre-season today, training pretty hard, and hopefully I can stay on the track and have a big year and really make an impact on the team this year.
Hey, Harry, when you were growing up in Wagga Wagga, I mean, I guess that town is Aussie rules wins the battle, doesn't it, against League and Union? And there were plenty of oval grounds there, enough oval grounds there compared to the rectangular grounds?
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually pretty fortunate. I played a bit of both, so rugby on a Saturday, AFL on a Sunday for a long period of time. But, yeah, there was plenty of grounds back home to be able to play both AFL and rugby league. And Wagga Council, I guess, done pretty well to be able to give the kids the opportunity to play down there, which is one of the great things about Wagga. You can play a lot of different sports, and the council and community give you a great opportunity to be able to play and obviously meet some people along the way. So I'm pretty grateful for that.
Yeah, you certainly are. What about the rest of your Swans teammates, Buddy and the boys? They're all injury free, training hard and ready for the season.
Yeah, so most of the boys who had their off-season surgery at the end of last year about training and just building their fitness at the moment, which is great. We've got a lot of numbers on the track at the moment, which is what you want this time of year, heading into a couple of JLT pre-season games and into round one. So the boys are training hard, like I said, and those boys who were injured at the end of last year are tracking really well. So it's good to see.
You had a tough start to 2017. We all know you were 0-6, but you got all the way through to the game before the grand final, I think. Different this year, but important to keep all you guys on the field at the start of the year and hopefully just go that couple of steps further.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, it's been well documented. We didn't start well, but the good thing about that now is it's in the past and we've moved on from it. So I think we just look too far ahead too quickly. So we're just looking forward to the JLT games, and then we'll just take it one, pretty cliche, but we've got to take it 1 week at a time because we found out pretty quickly what happens when you don't. So that's what we're looking forward to at the moment.
All right, mate. And finally, John Longmire, did he have a crack at you at the launch about sitting in the business class seats while he had to go down the back?
No, he actually didn't have a crack at me. It was aimed at Tom Papley, and the funny thing is, Paps has never sat in business class because he is too short sitting there. So I don't know how Paps copped the rest of it, but he did, so I'm glad Pat's got it, not the rest of it.
Harry, I'm glad you've enjoyed Coffs Harbour. You've got a lot of running coming up in very hot, humid conditions down here at Allianz Stadium over the weekend. And good luck to the Swannies.
Beautiful. Thanks for your time, guys.
There he goes, Harry Cunningham, the Sydney Swans. And, of course, in the betting, the Swans are $1.60 up against the Western Bulldogs. And then they're going to be taking on the Gold Coast, $1.70 up against the Gold Coast, $2.15. It all starts 3 p.m. tomorrow. So there's a two pools, GWS Giants, Richmond, Brisbane. In one pool, Pool B is going to be the Swannies, Western Bulldogs and the Gold Coast. And tickets are about $15 each, I think. In fact, yeah, $15 each for adults there.
And if you want to have a lash at the Swans winning the tournament, they're paying $4.
$4.
Yeah, $4. So I think it's all a bit new, so no one quite knows. But if I tell you what, the Swans, they've got some players, they're half a chance.